strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Alright, so everyone at the moment is talking about this Gladstone ghost. Is it true? Is there a theory behind it? What could it possibly be? We're no experts when it comes to paranormal, except for the fact that we love it.
Exactly. So we thought we'd better ask the experts. Vita Marie, the spirit medium, who works in Gladstone. We decided to give her a call. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, have you heard the story about this supposed ghost around Gladstone Barnaby Road?
Yeah, I have actually. Quite interesting, isn't it?
Do you think it quite possibly is a ghost? Because there's a lot of people saying that it's an actual person that's been spotted.
Yes, it's a possibility. Of course, there's always a possibility that these things can happen for sure.
Now, when it comes to stories of people mentioning that they might have seen what they think is a spirit, how does it work out with you? Like, can you pick up and feel vibes around the area, or?
Yeah, I do. How it works for me, though, I do a lot, work a lot like that Alison DeBoer in the show Medium.
Yep.
So I spend a lot of my time at night time when I'm sleeping doing my work.
Oh, so, right.
That's the coolest job ever.
Yeah, oh, not really. It has its it has its good moments. Yeah, so what it is I get out of my body and I can be inside the spirit's body and they can show me what's going on. So I really need to be asleep to be able to do that, but I can still meditate and, tune into them that way.
Okay, take it back. That does not sound fun.
Yeah.
I'd much rather my sleep.
No, it's not real fun.
I was going to say, have you ever come across a very interesting experience with a spirit that probably didn't want you around?
That's the story of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the nasty ones, but I've also met, they're just like us. So you get some happy ones and you get some not so happy ones. So it just depends on who wants to come through, who's got the message to tell somebody.
So say Brownie and I were going to go for a wander in the area of this supposed spirit. Is there any way that we could get physically hurt by a spirit?
Not that I know of. I've never really had. The only thing they can do is affect you mentally and emotionally. So that's
right.
How they will affect us more than anything. So that's why you need to be strong.
Oh, well, EJ's a lot smarter than what I am with my brain capacity, so I think I might be in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, that's a bit spooky. Because what we were thinking of doing, Vita, we were kind of thinking of doing some ghost busting tonight to go down to the area where this supposed spirit's been spotted and see if there's anything around.
It's one thing that we could go down there on our own, but we need an expert. We need a bodyguard, someone that can keep the spirits at bay and make sure we don't do the wrong thing. Would you be up for coming down with us?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Oh, yay. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, thank you. That'd be really good if you come down and just suss out the area. Do you need to do any sort of prepping on this before we go?
Not really. I just like to be in there's a certain state of mind you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably won't be very talkative because you've just got to go within and you need to connect with them from the inside. So it's probably a little bit of a quiet meditation pretty much before I go to do it, but that's about it.
Is it possible that there might be other spirits that will rush you? It might not be the one that we're looking for?
Well, actually, I went for a drive there yesterday. I couldn't wait. And I just went down to have a little feel around, and there's definitely a few around there.
Oh great. So, awesome. Yeah. So we could have a ghost party tonight.
Okay. You want to call it that?
Vita Marie, spirit medium in Gladstone. We've seen your Facebook page, so if anyone's got questions, they can track you down there. But we are really looking forward to meeting you tonight.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Really cannot wait. This is going to be amazing.
So spooky. And look, for those that are saying there is an actual person down there,
yep.
If that's true, we hope they've gotten some help.
Yep.
But there's still a lot of spooky ghost stories that are coming through, so no doubt there'll be a lot of, let's say, movement, a lot of activity in the area anyway.
Either way, this story has got people talking, and we are not going to give up until we can get down to the bottom of it. So hopefully, if we see something tonight, if we figure it out, we can put case closed and finish our very first ever ghost busting scenario on the show. And let's hope we don't bring any additional friends to join us.
Yeah, I'm sure Vita will make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.